It's Behind Kids Back with Greg and Greg.
Hey, I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Olds. We're going to go behind Kids Back and talk about what happened on Kid Craddock in the morning.
Now, the show is broadcasting live from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
They're out there this week, and they're staying in a big, gigantic, huge pimp house that I guess JC had to use some of his underlings to get some good hookups out there, according to Kid, as we'll find out in this clip.
My budget for the week was $900. I still don't know how we got this.
How do we have seven bathrooms and yet my room has no bathroom?
I'm thinking JC hooked this up with some of his friends in the Mexican drug cartel or something, because there's no way we can get this house for $900 a week.
If he hooked it up, he got the short end of the stick.
Well, I did, because I'm giving.
He has no closet, no bathroom, no TV.
No privacy.
Well, and a short stick.
I looked down, I was changing, I was naked, and then I see everybody down here, and somebody almost saw my thing.
Well, you know what? That's why you work out. So shut up.
Well, you don't work out your thing.
How do you know what I work out? All right. Maybe, judging from my body, maybe that's all I work out. All right.
Now, I don't know what ween exercises would be, but I'm trying them right now.
And it's really awkward because we are right here live in the studio in our
Look
office.
At me.
Yeah, that's don't ever make that face at me again. You're disgusting.
You're it.
Another thing that happened on the show involved JC and Big Al. Big Al decided to call JC out on the way that he says the word monologue.
You don't think?
Maury Povich doesn't do a monologue.
Well, his isn't really a talk show. His should just find out if you're the baby daddy or not.
Why are you saying monologue? Monologue?
Is He's that how you from say another country.
I'm Mexican, Al. Monologue.
How long are you going to use that?
As long as I'm alive, because I'm always Mexican.
Monologue.
He
monologue.
Must, JC missed a lot of school growing up because he had mono.
Why don't you say the name?
You know, it used to be in stereo, but now it's in mono.
Shut up, pal. You can't even say Cheetos or Chihuahua.
Hey, you know JC's favorite board game?
What?
Monopoly.
We all say things weird. I say orange.
I say orange.
I say orange. I say both. I throw an L in there.
I say both.
But then I do say things right, and you say things wrong. For example, chunk is not a thing. It's chuck.
When you pick up a baseball and you throw it across the field as hard as you can, you've just chunked it.
You chucked it.
You chunked it.
You did not chunk anything. You chucked it.
If you pick up a piece of trash and you throw it into the trash can as hard as you can.
You chucked it.
You have just chunked it into the trash can.
No, you chucked it.
You're ridiculous.
No, I'm right. Merriam and Webster agree with me.
Bet you 80% of the people listening to this right now will agree that chunk is the right word.
It's not the right word. Texans say chunk for some unknown reason. Some new reason unbeknownst to me, because probably somebody said, hey, you're going to chuck that out? Oh, man, what did you say? They're like, I'm going to chuck that out. What is a chunk? I'm going to chunk it.
I love the total reduction of the entire state of Texas.
You're going to chunk it? I'm going to chunk it.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Behind Kids Back. Feel free to leave your comments whether or not chunk or chuck is the right way to say it down in the comments below. And you can find more of our stuff at facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow.
And be sure to chuck yourself over to KidNation.com to get more Kid Craddock in the Morning content.
It's chunk.
It's not.
You've been Behind Kids Back with Greg and Greg.